So what happened? Your father-in-law and your husband were gone, and your brother was gone, and so it was just you and your mother and mother-in-law and your son. Then what happened?
They went to the ghetto. They took them
yeah.
to the ghetto.
No, no. First, with my son, I went in a factory. They made army uniforms, and I paid to the woman that I can stay there. I mean, maybe I will save myself and my little son. Peter was this time 1.5 years old. And my mother stay home where we live, and my mother-in-law too. And after, everybody, all young women was in this factory, and one day came the ghetto. We have to go to ghetto, and the young woman has to go out. They went out. Two my best friend went to Buchenwald.
Everybody from the factory
yes.
went to the...
Yes, and with the... I went to the ghetto with my little son, and I find my mother. She was already in Dobutsa, in, I don't know how you call, Dob Street. It was a ghetto, you know, they made a ghetto. And my mother-in-law's house was exactly in the corner. It wasn't a ghetto in the first place. And the second place, they take more because it was too many people.
Mm-hmm.
And I find my mother, and my mother, my son, and myself, we went to my mother-in-law's house. And this time, it was a two-bedroom apartment. This time, already was 20 people there.
In the original house that you only had to yourself?
Yeah. And
so
then we lived for, till January 15th, we were most of the time in the basement.
In the ghetto with the four of you?
Yes, my mother, no, and my first husband's family.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his brother's mother, father, and the son, and the grandson.
And then that's when you were deported, or
I was once in the brick factory. They took me in brick factory, and I had two papers. One was from Switzerland, you know, it's a letter that I belongs to Switzerland,
mm-hmm.
and the other one another from the Pope,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I took everything. I
mm-hmm.
wanted to escape, and they take me, almost, they take out me, but I escaped. I went to the man, to the guard, and I told, if you don't let me go, then I just will die. It was, you know, I don't know how many stores after. And he said, okay, go home. And I went home, and my mother was, this time with my little son. This was before the ghetto.